Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Movement Radio. I am Chip Hazard, and I'm here with
Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men, everybody.
Man, I appreciate you coming on, helping us out and everything. It's an honor to be sitting here with you.
Dude, it's an honor being on Movement Radio, my friend. Wait, so your real name is Chip Hazard?
No, that's my stage name.
Oh, okay. I was like, about to say, I was like, what a cool name, man. For sure, that's awesome.
So for the guests that don't know who you are,
yes,
who is Ming Chen?
So my name is Ming Chen. I'm probably most known for being on a TV show called Comic Book Men, which, if you haven't seen it, was on the AMC network, came on after The Walking Dead. So we got a pretty good time slot. Debuted in February 12th, 2012, and got canceled about 3 years ago, but we got 7 seasons, 96 episodes. And so basically our TV show took place in a comic book shop in New Jersey, owned by Kevin Smith, filmmaker Kevin Smith, who you may know as Silent Bob from the Viewisk universe. And the premise of the show, we basically ripped off that TV show Pawn Stars. And instead of being in a pawn shop, we were located in a comic book shop. And instead of whatever historical documents or vintage cars or whatever they dealt with, we focused on vintage toys and comic books.
Right.
And in my opinion, and I'm a little biased, I think we're much more entertaining than those guys.
No, it definitely much more entertaining. Yeah. I personally watched every episode at least twice because I'm a nerd like
Thank
that.
You. I appreciate that.
So before we were recorded, I kind of told you the story about how I drove from Chattanooga all the way to
Red Bank, New Jersey, which is where the store is located
Just to come to the store to meet all the guys.
That's not a short drive, my friend.
No, it was 13 hours.
Yeah.
And so I worked that day. Left on a Friday at like 7 o'clock in the evening. Worked all day, jumped in the car, and drove straight through.
What inspired you to go that day at that time? Were you watching the show and you're like, you know what? Let's just screw it. Life is short. Let's just go. Or I don't. Was there a spark that?
There's really no rhyme or reason to why I did it.
I love that.
It was my wife and I. We love to travel and. Yeah. I was like, you know what? I've been wanting to go. Like, I'm a huge fan of the show.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of the guys. I love Kevin Smith's movies. Let's go.
Yeah, and I love that. I think more people should live with that attitude for sure. Where it's like, you know what? Like, it's, you know, if you want to go, it's 13 hours. But, you know, it's simple, literally as simple as just jumping in a car and going.
Yeah, I mean,
And 13 hours, which sounds like a long time, but is really not. It's half a day. You could be at a place that you saw on TV that you're like, you know, does this place really exist? Like, I could be there. And then 13 hours later, there you are in the store talking to, you know, whoever was there, some of the guys on the show. Like, that's life. You know, that's just living life, my friend. I love that.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
What do you have coming up soon? Anything?
I got a lot of stuff coming up. So, you know, unfortunately, the show got canceled about 3 years ago. So
Right. We're
not doing that anymore. But I'm still taking advantage of, you know, kind of what we built with that. So a lot of that, if I was going to Comic-Cons, if you kind of look around, if you're a fan of pop culture, you'll notice that Comic-Cons are huge now. There's a Comic-Con somewhere in the world every weekend. You know, at times there are up to 5, maybe 10 conventions around the world going on. And luckily, I usually get invited to at least one of those conventions going on in the weekend. So, I love going to them. I've been going to cons since I was a kid. And, you know, back in the, before Comic Book Men, I would just go as an attendee. You know, you go, wait in line, buy a ticket, wait in more lines, you know, buy stuff, meet people that you saw on TV back in the past. And it was great. And, you know, luckily now, these days, now I get invited. So, you know, typically they'll fly me out to whatever city the con is at. I get to sit behind a table, meet people. Like, I get to be the people that I used to wait in line for. And I was like, you know, and for me, it's crazy. You know, I never thought that would happen. So I love it. But even more than all of that, I get to meet a lot of like-minded people, share the same interests that I do. And to me, that's gold because, you know, when I was growing up, when I was a nerd in the 80s and 90s, these conventions that we're at kind of didn't exist. And the stuff that I loved, people, it wasn't cool. So, you know, I had, in high school, I couldn't tell people I loved Wolverine and the X-Men.
No, we couldn't.
I couldn't tell people I played D&D. can tell people, you know, what do you do with your life? I play Nintendo, 8-bit Nintendo all day. I'm trying to win Castlevania. You just didn't tell people that.
Right.
That got you nowhere. The guy you made fun of. I got chased around the playground. People trying to steal my comics. People looked down on me. So, you know, when that happens, you just don't. You keep it a secret.
Right.
And so in high school, I had two other friends who knew who Wolverine was. So that was my crew. That's who I befriended. And I would go to their house after school. We would play Nintendo.
Yeah.
We'd watch James Cameron movies.
Awesome.
We would play role-playing games. And we were the Stranger Things kids.
Of course.
We were in the basement. And we didn't tell anybody that we did this. And for the most part, if we didn't get made fun of, we were largely ignored, and which was fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's better than getting made fun of. But the whole time, I'm reading, like Days of Future Past, or these stories, these incredible comic book storylines, or watching these amazing movies like Aliens. Like, Aliens is great.
Oh, yes.
I didn't have anybody else to talk to, and I was like, oh man, wasn't it cool when, Sigourney Weaver's in that power lifter and, get away from her, you bitch. Like, that's cool, but nobody realized this because I couldn't, you had to keep it a secret. And, lo and behold, finally as time went on, people started seeing how cool this was. Then people started making cool properties based on the stuff we like Stranger Things.
Right, right.
Like, the Marvel movies came out. Just all this cool, anime became big. D&D became big. And all of a sudden, very slowly, guys like us became cool.
Yeah, it's almost like the stuff that we hid when we were younger is now at the forefront of everything. And we're like, no, you can't have our stuff, but we want you to have our stuff.
Yeah. A lot of people ask me, they ask me two things. Like, one, I get asked all the time, what's it feel like that, comics and D&D and stuff are cool now? I'm like, what do you mean cool now? They've always been cool. You were the ones that woke up. It wasn't me. We knew.
Yeah, we knew from the beginning.
Yeah, the definition of woke to me is all the people realize that pop culture, like comic books and role-playing games and sci-fi was cool.
Yeah.
That's the definition of woke. The other question I get is like, do you feel kind of cheated? As people look down on you and now it's cool. Do you feel any sort of animosity to these people that, that all of a sudden like, oh, it's cool now? And I'm like, no, absolutely not. I'm like, great, join the party.
Right. Come jump on our bandwagon. Yeah, we have cookies.
Yeah, and not for nothing. It's cool when I get stopped at a cocktail party and a hot chick wants to know about the Star Wars universe.
Right.
And, the Rey's backstory, like, oh, man, how'd she get the Force so quick? Like, what do you think about that? And back in my day, I'm sounding old now, but, hot girls didn't wear Star Wars shirts. They didn't wear Wolverine shirts. They didn't cosplay.
No.
Yeah, now there's, like, R2-D2 bikinis. Like, it's great. Like, how can I not love this?
Got to love it.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Their cosplayers dressing up as, like, Cammy from Street Fighter and Chun-Li. I love it. I'm all for it, my friend. So
yes.
Cool.
All right. Now, you have a podcast as well, correct?
I do, yes.
Plug your podcast.
Yeah, I have me and Mike Zapsik from Comic Book Men, if you watch the show. We have a podcast called I Sell Comics, which is like 300-plus episodes deep. Been doing that forever. We have a podcast called The Ming and Mike Show, where we just kind of talk about our misadventures, going to conventions. And then I've kind of expanded off that, turned podcasting into a business. I run two studios in New Jersey.
Oh, that's awesome.
Where I help people launch and record podcasts. The podcast studio is called A Shared Universe.
Okay.
And if you go to ashareduniverse.com or follow us on social media, for anybody, and there are a lot of people out there that want to start podcasts, they don't know where to start, or maybe they did some research, but they don't, there's a lot of gear out there, there's a lot of tech out there, and, it's getting easier now, but it's still not user-friendly.
Right.
Or it's to the point where people just don't want to mess with gear, or, RSS feeds and all that. We take care of all of that.
And that's amazing.
So we welcome everybody. We started out kind of trying to cater to the pop culture geek market, but they're like, hey, why don't we welcome small businesses? Why don't we, anybody with a message, anyone with a platform, anybody who's like, oh, I listen to Joe Rogan, can I do that? Like, Joe Rogan's no one special. Nah. You know, he's actually kind of a jerk, but, you know.
Right.
But, you know, he just interviews people. Anybody could do that.
Anybody can do
yeah,
it.
Anyone
I'm
can do
doing it.
It
now.
Yeah. So, you know, if you've ever had a conversation with someone, all we're doing is recording it and putting it out to the world. You know, so not only can you do it, you should be doing this.
I think everybody should do it.
Yeah. And everyone's yeah. got at least one passion, maybe more, that they can talk about weekly for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. So, yeah, why not launch a podcast? It's great. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Well, Ming, I'm not going to take up any more of your time.
Man.
I really appreciate it.
Dude, this is great, man. And yeah, it's an honor being on Movement, my friend. It's an honor being part of the Movement, my friend.
I really appreciate
yeah.
that. Hopefully we can link up later
and
do something more long form.
But I love that you came to CruiserCon. You brought gear. You're interviewing people. I encourage everybody, you know, if you have a podcast, go to a con, man. That's what better concentration of artists, creators, and even guests from cool TV shows and movies. Go and interview them. Get some content for your podcast. Chances are, don't be afraid to ask them for a quick 5-minute, 10-minute interview. Because one, podcasting is cool, so they'll probably say yes. Two, most of them probably have podcasts as well, so they're willing to jump in. They know how hard it is to get content. So, yeah. And, you know, my dream one day is that, you know, along with the vendors and the guests, that there's a whole row of podcasters as well. And I think we're going to get to that point.
You know what? I'm on board with that, and I would love to see that as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, be prepared. And if you're a podcaster listening to this, keep going. Go to cons, you know, create content. And, and you're in a good space. Podcasting is awesome.
Yes. Yes, it is. Ming, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for listening to Movement Radio. I am Chip Hazard. That was Ming Ching.